Hey there, Jen here, and this is a Happy Bit. I thought it'd be fun to talk today about legacy. What is the legacy you want to leave for your loved ones, your kids, your spouse? What are they going to remember you for when you're gone? A lot of people define legacy as the money or property left behind, but I think our true legacy is the memories we create for our loved ones and the skills and behaviors and emotions and patterns that we pass on because they watch us and they learn from us. So with that said, I want to share some of the things I learned from both of my grandmothers, and they both left a different legacy. I grew up on a farm in Southwest Iowa, and my parents grew up on farms in Southwest Iowa. In fact, when they were growing up, their parents lived about 3 miles apart and played cards together, attended the same church. Both were farmers. So my parents knew each other from the time they were little. They were 5 years apart in age, so they didn't have romantic interest until they hit their 20s. And my dad returned from the military and my mom saw him and the rest was history. So growing up, I lived half a mile from my dad's parents and 3 miles from my mom's parents. My dad farmed with his dad and his brothers. So more often than not, I saw my dad's mom, Grandma Bertha, because we were there always doing farm things. My brother and I would often ride our bikes down to my Grandma Bertha's house, and because there was always something happening there. Our cousins might be there. It was close. So that was my Grandma Bertha. Let me tell you more about her. She had dark auburn hair that was curly. She wore glasses. She loved horses. She had cats. And she loved sports. That family was a sports family, particularly basketball. Grandma Bertha wasn't exactly a warm person. She didn't really hug. She was stern and at times, but also friendly. She always had a cookie jar and we can get a cookie out of it at any time. She was all about work ethic and efficiency and doing things the right way. I feel like my Grandma Bertha spent a lot of her time in a masculine energy of efficiency and get it done type of energy. In contrast, my mom's mom, Grandma Joanne, was almost constantly in her feminine energy. And feminine energy is more of a nurturing, warm, open, playful type of energy. Now, I'm not going to assign a judgment to either energy or to either person. I'm just comparing and contrasting so you can see the different legacies that they left. My Grandma Joanne was super fun to be around. She called me Sugar Love, and she called all her grandchildren that. She would make us the most amazing food. She made beef and noodles on Sundays. Sometimes when we stayed overnight there, we would wake up and get an amazing treat, grape juice and sausage links. And we always had that when we stayed. I loved it. I remember making a peach pie with her, picking strawberries, going on a trip to Colorado to visit my aunt. And we listened to Kenny Rogers the entire way back from Colorado to Iowa. My grandma was tapping the steering wheel to the beat, and we just had a great time. Now, I mentioned my grandmas because I want us to look at our own lives and draw a parallel. We have an opportunity to be in either our masculine energy, an energy of efficiency and get it done and solve the problem, or in our feminine energy. And we all have some of both. My Grandma Joanne was quick to give approval. She called me Sugar Love. She made me feel like I was amazing. She saw the good in me all the time. She was quick to praise and tell me how amazing I was doing. And it just made me feel like an amazing person. She gave me the legacy of happiness and positivity. Now, I need to add something. My Grandma Joanne is still alive and she's still ticking, but it's easier just to talk about this in the past tense, referring to when I was growing up. She still talks about love. In fact, I interviewed her a few years ago and asked her the final question, you know, if you were speaking to your posterity, what advice would you want to give them? And she smiled and you could just feel her emotion. And she said, give love everywhere that you can. And I thought, wow, that really encapsulates her legacy. Now, in contrast, my Grandma Bertha left a legacy of hard work and work ethic and get it done and be accountable and keep your commitments. She was really good at that. And I feel like I definitely benefited from that legacy. I was able to succeed in grad school. I have a business now, and I think a lot of that work ethic is a part of that. So I want to challenge you to think about your parents and your grandparents and think about what legacy you might have learned from them. And also, what legacy are you leaving for your kids, if you have them, for your loved ones, for your spouse, for those who know you? What's your legacy? What energy do you put out? What values are important to you? What kind of feelings do you have when you spend time with your loved ones? What might they be feeling in your presence? And what would you like them to feel and like them to remember about you? For me, I've spent enough time in my predominantly masculine energy of efficiency and get it done. And part of what I'm doing with Vibrant Happy Women is just learning to relax, to shift out of my type A and be more type B, to be more warm and loving and calm and patient and connected. I want my kids to remember me as fun and vibrant and happy. And I feel like those behaviors are best accomplished through some type of daily affirmations or a daily pattern of building this new identity into our brains. Also of interacting with other people who are trying to live a similar life of balance and connectivity and fun and love. It's like changing our thoughts, changing our environment and the people we're around, and making it a part of our being, how we show up for those around us, which ultimately ends up being our legacy. So that is my happy bit for you today, something to think about. I will see you next week. And until then, make it a great weekend. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenriday.com.